Hello, it's Ray G on Rochester Speaks. I'm here with John Westfall. He's the executive director of Recovery Fitness. John, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Recovery Fitness? How did it get started? What's your mission? Give me all the details.
Oh, wow. So diving right in, we are a non-for-profit organization started in 2015. It started by our co-founders who were early in recovery and decided on the coldest day in February that they needed to get out. Going through a little cabin fever, if they didn't get out of the house, they were feeling like they were going to head to a return to use. So they decided to post on Facebook the opportunity to go out for a hike. And 12 people showed up, and of those 12 people, I think between 7 and 10 of them were actually in recovery. So they wanted to do it again the following week, and that's kind of how Recovery Fitness started.
That is so cool.
Yeah, just through a simple hike posted on Facebook, and that's kind of how it went on for the first maybe couple of years as it was developing. Just friends getting together for hikes in the woods every weekend, or it evolved into outdoor park workouts. We started utilizing some local gym spaces in their off hours to run organized fitness, group fitness classes, all for, you know, people who are in recovery and wanting to get together and be fit and take care of themselves in other ways. And so it just became a naturally occurring sort of an event, a regular event where everyone just kind of got together and supported each other.
And it turned into something more. So basically your mission is that you guys are a community. You guys help each other stay sober through fitness.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
I love that.
Helping to help others find their inner strength through fitness, camaraderie, and then just regular old community events. We do things like getting together for holiday dinners and things like that in a sober sort of supportive, nurturing environment.
Yeah, because holidays aren't, they can be hard because, you know, a lot of people drink on the holidays, so it can be hard to be around that, especially if you're new to recovery.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How has the pandemic affected your business, and how have you guys been operating because of the pandemic?
Right, so it affected it pretty heavily. I think immediately and right off the bat, we closed down, as many places did. We actually did it March 14th, 2020. We had to close down our community center, which is right over on Dewey Avenue here near Aquinas. And we went to all virtual support. So we started doing a bunch of Facebook Live feeds, both, fitness feeds and just talk and support feeds and things like that, mostly through Facebook and live streaming. And then we offered Zoom support meetings for some of the folks that we were supporting, recovery support through local drug treatment court here in Rochester. So we were doing a lot of virtual support. As things started to open back up again last summer, about June or July, we started doing our outdoor activities again. So once it became safe to congregate with, group sizes, they varied depending on what the infection level
right.
was. But we got together with folks outside because of that connection. I mean, connection is such a huge part of what we're about. We connected in every allowable way safely that we could as it was allowed. So we started doing, again, hikes outdoors, which, again, got us back to our roots where we started from before we even had the outreach center. Runs, hikes, stuff outdoors. We would do group fitness classes outdoors through the summer. And then reopened the center October, November of last year as well.
That's awesome. I feel like nature is a great way to center yourself. So doing like a hike or anything outdoors, that's got to be good for anyone, really. And, I've heard a lot of sober communities, they have like buddy systems or something similar. So do you guys hold each other accountable in that way?
So we do, yeah. It's not a formal arrangement, but we do offer peer support services as well. So you can call and request peer recovery support, and we have both staff and volunteers that are actually state-certified recovery peer advocates who help just kind of walk alongside people as they're on their recovery journey. So depending on what you want, if you want something that's more formal, we can provide that. If it's just you know, building friendships organically, you know, that happens for all of us here. It's not a thing where we get together and we talk about our sobriety or our, you know, our struggles necessarily, but it happens, you know, sort of organically as we're, you know, running together or lifting together or what have you. It just kind of naturally evolves that way.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, anytime you're doing an activity, like something you enjoy with a group of people, even if you don't know them, you're bound to make some connection there. So that's great.
Absolutely.
Now, I understand you do have an upcoming 5K in September and an X challenge. Tell me about the 5K first, and then explain what an X challenge is.
Yeah, so it's going to be our seventh annual, actually, 5K. It's our largest fundraising event we hold every year.
Wow.
Held in September, typically, which is also known as Recovery Month.
Oh, wow.
Which is why we hold it in September. Yep. All month long is Recovery Month. And this year, it's going to be September 12th. So this year, it'll be a little bit different again from last year. Last year was completely virtual, so people could run it wherever and whenever they wanted and post their results online. This year, it's going to be a hybrid. So we're going to do it some in person and some virtual. So you can take part in this event anywhere in the world, actually. And we had that happen last year as well. So, you know, it's not just a run, but we have plenty of people to show up to walk together.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, we offer both a trail 5K and a road course 5K as well. So just about anything you could possibly want out of it. And it gets bigger and bigger every year.
Good.
So it's been really pretty amazing. Can't believe it's our seventh annual, to be honest with you. But
it's impressive, you know, really.
It really is. And it started way back when, you know, it was in Genesee Valley Park. And I think maybe there was less than 100 people. Our last in-person event, we had over 650 runners registered for it. So,
oh, my goodness. That's awesome. Incredible. And the 5K is free, correct?
The 5K is not free. No,
it's not free.
It actually has a registration cost, but again, it is a fundraising event for us.
Got it. Got it. Okay.
Sponsorships and, you know, the 5K registration. We do have several organizations who will scholarship other runners. So they'll buy, you know, as a sponsor, they'll buy 10 different registrations. And if it's someplace like East House in Rochester, has a lot of community residences and support a living program, and they'll buy a block of tickets and then some of their, you know, give them to their clients to run the race with us. So there's just so many amazing things that happen through the process of our 5K. So it gives me the chills right now to even talk about it.
Yeah.
It's really a community coming together to support people in recovery.
Absolutely. You should definitely have chills. I mean, this is something to be definitely proud of.
Yeah. Our programming, however, is free.
Yes. Okay. That is what I read.
On Dewey Avenue. Yep. All of our programming, our group fitness classes, our boxing class, our group exercise classes, our hikes, anything revolving around the center and group fitness is all free. The only requirement is 48 hours of continuous sobriety and filling out one of our membership forms online, and you can come in and use the gym whenever you want.
Awesome.
Whenever we're open, I should say.
That is great. That's really, really, really great. And then what is an X challenge?
So the X Challenge is something we added, I guess, 3 years ago now. And it was just, you know, we tend to push the envelope a little bit on making things extra. So we decided to call it the X Challenge. And it was just to add push-ups, squats, and burpees. So at about the first mile, and it's all based on the funds that we raise. So the number of squats, push-ups, and burpees. Burpees is the last challenge, and that happens around mile 2.75 out of the 3.1. Yeah, so it gets really extra toward the end. The final number is determined on the amount of funds that we raise. So
wow,
it's
it's a surprise.
It's a lot of fun.
That sounds like fun. I like to work out, and I think that would definitely be a challenge.
Yeah,
for sure. So we talked about sponsorships, how people sponsor this event. If someone wanted to sponsor, are you looking for sponsors, first of all?
We are, yeah. In fact, we have a couple of hundred organizations here in the city, in the general area, that we reach out to sponsor the event. We have different levels of sponsorship as well.
That's awesome. And how do people go about sponsoring this event?
Well, they can either reach out to us directly, or chances are they're going to be getting a letter or an email from us asking them to be a sponsor. And we just go from there. And there's different, as I mentioned, there's different levels of sponsorship. And with that, you'll get, you know, your company's logo on the race T-shirt, which, you know, 650 people, you know, theoretically will wear around for years to come.
Wow.
And their logos on our website and recognition at the event and things of that nature. So
perfect.
Yeah.
You're listening to Rochester Speaks. My guest is John Westfall. Going back to the classes you offer at the community center, what is your favorite class that you guys offer?
Well, I might be a little partial because I teach this one, but it's their boxing basics and conditioning class.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's one I've been teaching for the last, gosh, 2.5, almost 3 years now. And it's really popular. We get a lot of folks in here from everywhere from 60 to 66 years old in here, really sweating up the gym. So it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun with that one.
Sounds very diverse.
Yeah.
I looked at your classes. I think that I would really enjoy the yoga.
Oh, yeah. Yoga is also really good
too. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Just that, you know, we are not just for people in recovery, but anyone who chooses to live a sober lifestyle. So, you know, we don't ask anyone to identify, you know, as whether you struggle with substance use or mental health, or, you know, maybe you have an eating disorder that you struggle with, or, you know, or you're just looking to get more plugged into the community. We have folks from every walk of life who come into our gym. We have family members of people who struggle come in and actually volunteer at the center. We had two of our volunteers today were both affected family members who just want to give back to the community. So don't feel like you have to ever, you know, identify or you don't fit in, or everyone is welcome. Everyone who, you know, abides by our code of conduct, and that is just to be supportive, to be encouraging, and to be a good human. That's pretty much it. That's our only requirement.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you do need to be sober, though, correct?
Yes. 48 hours of continuous sobriety is all we ask for. We don't test anyone at the door, but, you know, we have a pretty good sense for such things, being people in recovery ourselves.
Of course.
So, you know, and it's more, you know, it's a safety measure, not just for, you know, you don't want to be lifting weights over your head while you're under the influence, but also for other members of our community. You know, it can be triggering for other folks to be around people who are, you know, actively in the lifestyle. So we really it's really just more for safety than anything. And if we ever do, you know, come across an instance where, you know, someone doesn't have 48 hours, we welcome them back when they do have 48 hours. It's not, there's no judgment, there's no punitive measures, there's no anything. You know, we want to be here. We want to be here to help support folks who are choosing to live a life in recovery.
It sounds like you guys are very open, very community-based, very supportive, and I really, really love that. Well, I think it's so important to have sober activities in the community. I understand sometimes getting sober or just being sober can be isolating. I just want to thank you for all you do at Rockcovery Fitness. And thank you again for joining me today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you reaching out.
No problem. We'll talk to you soon, John.
All right.
See ya.
You.